want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. We pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. And we're going to be having some special events coming up between now and the end of the month that on the very last Sunday of the month. We are going to, well, I take that back. It's not the last Sunday of the month. It's the first Sunday in August. We're going to be having Danny Duvall with us. He's going to be with us Sunday morning and Sunday night. But we're going to be having some special events. We've got a game night that is going to be coming up. I believe that's on the 25th. Yeah, on the 25th, then we're gonna be having a special prayer meeting. We'll announce the time on that as well. And we may have some other things scheduled as well. So we'll keep you posted on the specifics of those things. But right now I'd like to say thank you to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Met Dan and his team and Treasure Heaven. Or his daughters, and met them several years ago when we were doing a project on our house. Since then, they did a great, great job. And they were very professional, too. I will tell you, they weren't the first person that showed up. I got recommendations off of social media, and I called people, and I set up appointments. And out of all of the people that I interviewed, had come out and give me quotes and everything, they were the most professional. They were the only ones who returned phone calls. And I've always appreciated the way that they conducted their business. They love Jesus. They're friends of the Refresh Radio program, and they've got a full array of products that could really improve your outdoor area. You know, there are a lot of, like, we did some of their artificial paver stones. They've not artificial paver stones, they're real paver stones. But they've put in a putting green with some artificial turf at the church. They have done some work on our drains and downspouts. They've made my yard look better. They do the upkeep at the church as well. And whether you need landscape, lighting, water features, whatever service you might need, they have that. They their phone number is 321-749-1432. And they also have Space Coast Nursery. If you are looking to plant new things and you like to do it yourself, they have a full array of landscaping product available up there. You can see one of their putting greens. They've got a sample up there as well. And that address is 3880 North Courtney Parkway, north of the Barge Canal on Merritt Island. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. And their phone number is 321-452-5565. So whichever way you choose to do it, whether you choose to have them do it, and they will come in, they will be very professional, they will do everything that needs to be done, and I'm telling you, they get after it. They really do a great job, and I can't recommend them highly enough. We thank them for their believing in the Refresh Radio program, and we're glad that God caused our paths to cross with theirs. Today we're going to go back to Genesis chapter 29, we've been talking about Leah and, you know, how miserable things were in her life, and she just kept trying and trying and trying, and tried to work harder, tried to produce more, and she just felt alone, surrounded by all of her family. Right now, we live in a society that has more social interaction technologically, but less interaction in real life. And I watched this interview not too long ago about a revival that had taken place, and they said, you don't want that type of revival in this modern era, because one of the most prevailing mindsets right now is society has a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of a lot more sensitivity emotionally and things like that. And this person said, if you had a revival with everything that was going on in the Brownsville revival, that it may be more than what people could handle from their current makeup. And I found that to be very interesting. A lot of times we want to recreate something that has already been, instead of embrace the new thing that God wants to do inside of us. And so Leah, who found herself unloved, she found herself afflicted emotionally. She was looking for her husband to love her. She didn't feel like anybody was hearing her. And then she had a son, and she called his name Simeon because God had seen and God had heard. And then Levi comes along, and she surely thought that Jacob would be attached to her now, and he wasn't. Judah comes along, and she says, this time I'm going to praise the Lord. This is a word here that means to give thanks, to loud, or to praise, to laud, or to praise. It was a very important word in the language of worship. So this is out of the Vine's Expository Dictionary, and so the first time that word is used is by Leah. It's right here in Genesis chapter 29, and the point of this type of word is that it is an expression of thanksgiving and praise. And it became a natural part of public worship as well as personal praise to God. And it was thanks often that was directed to the name of the Lord, realizing that God can provide for us things that no one else can. One of the challenges that people have many times is they look to people to provide what only God can provide. And as long as we are looking in the wrong place, we are looking to the wrong source, we will never get the results that we're looking for. It's only when we realize that God is able to fill the brokenness of our life that we will get to the place where we can be thankful to Him for what He has provided, instead of complaining all the time. If we look to people, if we look to natural resources, if we look to our employer or anything like that, we're always going to recognize the inadequacy of the things that have been provided, and that will tend to be a life of complaint, of bitterness, of hopelessness, of frustration and misery, And a lot of times people will end up blaming God because other people are not providing the very things that only God can provide. So child number four comes along and Leah says, this time I'm going to praise the Lord. I am going to thank God for what he has done for me. Even though dad had let her down, husband let her down, sister let her down, she said, God has not let me down. Now, the point that I wanted to, really get across on today's program. So let me read verse number 35 again out of Genesis chapter 29. It says, and she, Leah, conceived again and bore a son and said, now I will praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah. Then she stopped bearing. Judah means praise the Lord. So she starts praising God, even though Dad hasn't changed, Jacob hasn't changed, and Rachel haven't changed. She said, I'm going to change my approach. Instead of focusing on how they are treating me, I am going to focus on how God is treating me. A lot of times people say, well, I don't want to praise the Lord unless I feel like praising the Lord. And in doing that, a person actually elevates their feelings, which change to being preeminent in their life, instead of focusing on the worth of God, who does deserve our praise, who does deserve thanksgiving. If we would just realize how good God is to us, we should be thankful all of the time. We should have a lifestyle of thanksgiving, not just an occasional event of thanksgiving. And you say, really, how does that work? Well, God is very good to us. And so I, here a couple of weeks ago, I don't remember exactly what I was doing. I wasn't exercising. I believe I was just reading the Bible. And we have this, basically an involuntary activity that takes place, and that's it's that we breathe. God breathed into Adam and man became a living being. And so if you say, well, I'm just going to hold my breath, well, eventually you're going to, pass out if you do that. And when you do that, you're going to start breathing again. It is something that pretty much takes place without, too much effort on your part, until your body can't do that anymore. And whenever your body can't do that, then all of a sudden you realize what a precious gift breathing is. So the scripture says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And so we should be thankful for the very fact that God's given us breath. And so as I was reading my Bible, I was just, doing a little bit of praying at the same time. And I had this thought that came into my mind. It's like, how long has it been since you've taken a deep breath of the presence of the Lord? So I know what it is like to find myself needing to take a deep breath physically. If I've bent over and lifted something that was a little heavier than normal, all of a sudden you'll want to take a deep breath. Well, that deep breathing is because your body suddenly finds itself in need of oxygen. It needs to expel the toxins out of your system, and it needs a fresh intake, a fresh amount of healthy air to make that possible. And so I'm sitting there praying that, and somebody from the church sent me a text message about something that was going on, and they put in there that they were reminding themselves to take a breath. And I said, you know, they were asking me to pray for them, and I was like, okay, well, I am praying for you, but I want you to know that right now God is telling me that I need to focus on taking a deep breath in the presence of the Lord, to where the reality of God's blessings permeate my entire being. So this event in Leah's life, where she says, this time, this fourth child, I'm going to focus on praising the Lord. So from this point forward, there is a noticeable transformation in Leah's personality. She named all of her kids up until this point in time about how miserable her life was and what she was hoping for, but it really wasn't a reality. After this, Leah has a transformation that is exhibited in the way that she names the rest of her children. So, there, Jacob had Leah, he had Rachel, and then he ends up having two concubines. You listen, that's not New Testament biblical marriage. Biblical marriage, according to the New Testament, is one husband, one wife, okay? So I don't want you to think, well, I should go out and have multiple. No, that's not what the New Testament teaches. And so the biblical revelation kept moving mankind forward to the ideal that God had for mankind all along, and that was one husband and one wife, in both of whom are pursuing a relationship with God. So anyway, Rachel gives a handmaid to Jacob, and she has some children. And Rachel names the first one that is conceived. She called his name Dan. She said, God has judged my case, has also heard my voice and given me a son. And then there was another son that was conceived named Naphtali. And Rachel gives you an idea here of what she was going through. She says, with great wrestlings, I have wrestled with my sister, that would be Leah, and indeed I have prevailed. And so Naphtali literally means my wrestling. So it wasn't just that Leah had problems. Rachel, who was beautiful in appearance and countenance and in form, and had everything that Leah thought that she wanted, she was not happy. You and I should have a demeanor that is based upon the relationship with God, not just upon our external circumstances. So you can, if you've got Jesus living in your heart, but you don't have much in the way of tangible goods, You can be happier than some of the people that have everything this world has to offer, and yet they don't have Jesus. They're miserable. Not everybody, but they're missing. They can. If you do not have Jesus in your life, you are missing the greatest treasure that you are supposed to have in this lifetime. Don't feel sorry for me for living as a Christian. No matter what I go through here, it's as bad as I'm ever going to experience. I am blessed to be a child of God. And so the people that I actually feel sorry for are people that have all of the trappings of success according to the world's definition, but they're missing the only thing that is defined as success in the kingdom of God, and that is a relationship with God made possible through the forgiveness of our sins, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, not an event and a lifestyle. So Leah gives her handmaid to Jacob as well, and she has a couple of kids. Let me tell you what she names the children. By the way, Leah's not done yet. She thought she was done having children. She wasn't. So the first troop that she, or the first son of her handmaid that Leah names is, she names the person Gad. And that word means a troop comes, or get this, this is a whole new mindset for Leah. And that is, the name Gad means fortunate. Fortunate. You and I, a lot of times, we think that we're fortunate because of the things that we have. But many times, we're also fortunate because of the things that didn't happen to us. The car accident that didn't happen. The job we didn't get. So I made this statement to my father not too long ago, and that was this. Look, I have come to the place where I thank God for the closed doors in my life as much as I thank him for the open doors. And then, you know, whenever I told him that, he went all the way back. He said, well, I remember a person who didn't feel that way. And it's like, well, you know, it's the way that I feel now, where God is my doorkeeper. And if he opens the door, I walk through it. If he closes a door, I thank him for protecting me from something that was, you know, maybe not in my best interest. God works all things together for the good of those that love him, to those who are called according to his purpose. So Leah begins to manifest a transformed personality because she started praising God. So the handmaid has another baby, bears Jacob another son. And Leah said, I am happy, for the daughters will call me blessed. So she called his name Asher, which means happy or blessed. I have this picture. It's a photograph. It's probably from the 1940s. And it's a photograph of people who had gone to church, and they were getting ready to have a potluck dinner. And I think they must have insisted on taking the picture before the church picnic or whatever it was, because everybody in that photograph looks like they've been baptized in lemon juice. I mean, they do not look happy at all, except for one kid. Now, I will tell you, I've got some relatives in that picture in different stages of life. And you know, they're that's one of the reasons, because of my relative, that's how I came to have that picture. But the reason that I wanted that photograph was because of one boy. I have no idea what his name was, what his name is. He could still be alive. Have no idea. All I know is that in that photograph, where everybody else is looking stern and sober, here's a boy that said, oh, we're taking a picture. I'm going to smile. And he is grinning from ear to ear. I don't know whatever became of that young man. I don't know if, you know, he continued to walk with the Lord or not. All I know is on that day, there was something going on in his life that wasn't going on in everybody else's life. I think that Christians need to be more aware of how fortunate, how blessed we are. And we not only have happiness, but we have an abiding joy in the Lord, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And, you know, like it says in the New Testament, that the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So whenever we have a transformation, God can literally turn us from miserable to jubilant if we will say, God, you know what? I'm going to turn my eyes toward heaven. I'm going to fix my eyes on you. You're the author and the perfecter of my faith. You're the one who lights up my pathway. You are the one who orders my steps. You're the one who gives me breath in my lungs. You are the one who has written my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. You've prepared a place for me in the presence of the King forever and ever. You have redeemed me by your blood. You live with me. You journey throughout each and every day of my life. You are my protection. You are my fortress. You're my safe place, my sanctuary. And I will tell you that when our relationship with God is everything that it is supposed to be, we have everything that the world tries to promise but can't deliver. But God is not only a promise maker, he's a promise keeper. If we will start praising God and being thankful, even when our circumstances haven't changed, but because of God, we have changed, all of a sudden it will show up. And instead of focusing and drawing attention to how miserable we are and how afflicted we are and all that, we can start saying, God, I'm so thankful. People around me are going to call me blessed and highly favored because I recognize that you are the source of my blessings, and I will praise the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.